universe may be made of atoms, but it's understood through stories. And these stories have revealed the cosmos to be much bigger and weirder than we ever thought possible. I loved science as a child, but as school progressed, science became more equations than stories. And bewildered, I went off into the arts. But I was re-enchanted in my 20s. I've built my career on working with people who strive to translate their work in ways that can capture our imagination. At a time when our telescopes are probing ever deeper into the cosmos, epic stories of our universe, the Big Bang, the birth and explosive deaths of stars, colliding black holes, even an ultimate cosmic demise, just keep growing in number and in wonder. These incredible discoveries are based, of course, on observation, but also theories steered by a healthy dose of imagination, which has inspired all of us to look up and ask questions about our origins, place, and destiny in this vast cosmos. But how has the story of our cosmos been told? How have the scientists turned these epic timescales and unimaginably dramatic cosmic events into language and stories that capture the enormity and wonder of the universe itself? I'm Robin Ince. This is Writing the Universe. Chapter 1. We begin at the beginning. Well, not quite.
Let's be very clear. We don't know what happened at the beginning.
The Big Bang is a place of great mystery. We just have to say, it starts like this. It's very hot, very dense, and the universe expands from there. How and why this hot, dense state came to exist is not known.
This question of how the universe came into being is a question that was asked at the very beginnings of civilization. And in fact, I would say civilization started when our ancestors asked the question, well, how did the universe begin? What is the universe doing here? And so there are questions that preoccupy not just physicists, but it preoccupies philosophers, theologians, artists, musicians. So you see these ideas permeate the whole of human culture.
It now seems quite normal to talk of there being a beginning to the universe. Yet for much of our existence, it was imagined that the universe was just there, always had been, always will be. And then, through speculation and observation, all this changed. And some scientists started to theorize that this vast and still mostly undiscovered expanse began at a moment that we know as the Big Bang. But what does the Big Bang actually mean? How big was this bang? Did it really go bang? What are you imagining right now as I say Big Bang? Is what you see anything like the reality? Probably not.
You know, the idea of the Big Bang predates the label, the Big Bang. People like Lemaître called it the primeval atom, which kind of a good name. I'm sorry that didn't really catch on, but the opponent of the Big Bang, Fred Hoyle, was trying to make fun of the idea that there was this beginning.
Fred Hoyle is widely regarded as one of the most eminent scientists of his time for his work on stars and atoms. He was also a science fiction author of works such as The Black Cloud and A for Andromeda. But sadly, he is now most often remembered for something he got wrong. According to Hoyle, the universe was infinite and in perfect equilibrium with no definite start or end point. And, rather conveniently, there was no need to come up with an explanation of how it was formed. Here's the person I like to do my physics for me when I'm on the infinite monkey cage. Brian Cox.
The fact is, the observation is that in the past, the universe was not like it is today. The steady state theory, Fred Hoyle and others, was that the universe does expand, but it just makes new material is made. So you're constantly rejuvenating and replenishing the universe. And it's a perfectly legitimate model of the way the universe could be. Observation tells you that's not the way that it was, because the observation...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?